Southern Illinois' greatest hits. It's Magic 95.1. Magic Mornings with April. I do believe we're going to be talking to my friend Kent in the country down from Z100. We're going to talk about something very special. We're getting ready to kick off here starting today. But speaking of today, today is a very special day. Today is Good Friday.
Yes.
And I have Pastor Michael in from Cornerstone Church. Good morning.
Morning, April. Great to be here this morning. As you mentioned, Good Friday. Have you ever stopped to realize that the original participants, onlookers on Good Friday, didn't think it was good at all?
Probably not. No, not at all.
I mean, here they are watching their loved one, Jesus of Nazareth, watching the one that many of them had devoted their lives to follow, watching the one that they had witnessed do so many good things. Mm-hmm. So many people had been taught and healed and delivered and freed, and their lives had been changed. And now they are witnessing the Roman authorities crucify the one they loved. It seemed like nothing good at all was happening that first Good Friday. Unless you know what God's up to. Unless you know that Sunday's coming. Unless you know that Jesus told them this would happen and that on the third day he would be raised from the dead. Victory over sin and death for us. Man, it seemed like nothing good was happening, but it was the best, the goodest event that humanity had ever seen, as God was doing a miracle for us.
And God always knew what was happening. We have that 2020's hindsight now, so we can see that it was definitely good. But the resurrection, why is that so important, Pastor Michael?
It is hard to understand, and then it's impossible to overcommunicate just how important the resurrection is. The Christian faith rises or falls on the resurrection of Jesus. Here's how the Bible says it. It comes right out of 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ has not been raised, the Christian faith is futile and they are still in their sins. Christians are the most pitiful people on the planet. I mean, here's what's at stake. Jesus didn't just claim to be a good prophet, a humanitarian. Sometimes you hear people saying, oh yeah, Jesus, you know, like some other historical great human beings. He helped people. He taught good things. I think he was good. Resurrection? I don't know. You know, what does it matter? Everything rises or falls on the resurrection of Jesus. If he is not raised, he's a liar. Mm-hmm. If he is not raised, he's a false prophet. If he is not raised, he is not a good man. He is evil and leading people astray. But if Jesus is raised, he is who he says he was. He did what he said he would do. He has overcome sin and death for us. He is God in the flesh. If Jesus is raised, we can be saved. Everything rises or falls on the resurrection. It's not a, I don't know kind of thing. It's all or nothing with the question, is Jesus alive? And the good news is there's some really good evidence to believe that he is alive.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that Resurrection Sunday's coming up.
Yes.
Easter Sunday's coming
it
up.
Is.
If you are speaking to somebody maybe who's never been to Cornerstone, can they come out? Can they check us out?
Absolutely. Just as you are. And as you said, we have 2020 hindsight. We're looking back. So for us, the party starts tonight,
mm-hmm.
even on Good Friday.
It is a Good Friday
now. And so 6:15 tonight in person, we're right there next to Sam's Club in Marion. Would love for you to join us. And then on Sunday morning, we have the three services, 8:30, 9:50, 11:10. So regardless of whether you're an early riser or a sleeper in, you know, we will be there for you, and an opportunity to come this weekend to join us in person. And you can join us online for all of those services and check out what God has done for you. Come as you are, and then recognize that God loves you way too much to leave you there. He's inviting you to know him. We're going to celebrate all weekend. Would love to have you join us.
Pastor Michael from Cornerstone Church, want to say a big thanks for coming on this great weekend, giving us a great word,
honor.
And happy Easter to
Thank you.
Thank you.